Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon or good evening. This is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. It's Friday, July 3rd, 2015. I give you these little updates, which you know, obviously. Tomorrow is July 4th. So I thought today's show would be kind of a mixing and matching of a bunch of things. excuse me, my throat's still a little... but...
part of an almond in my
finger. No, it's... I thought I'd talk about what are you passionate about? I'll go through some of the things that I'm passionate about. Now, that doesn't mean I wouldn't give you a reading. It doesn't mean that I wouldn't... You know, if you're passionate about something and you want something in your life, I'm still going to give you what Spirit's going to say about when that can happen in your life, when's the time frame, but also how to make it quicker, how to bring it into the now. I call it collapsing time. How can we bring things quicker into our lives that we really want? What fears do we
have? So, you know, I'm an empath.
About your nature or somebody else that you're concerned about, that guy, you know, or that woman, what are they doing? Are they into you? Are they not into you? So reading their energy, if I can pick up their energy off of you. And, you know, a little bit maybe about your past lives. What's going on? What about your past lives have kept you from getting to where you want to go now? There's a lot of limiting factors and a lot of fears in our lives that keep us in belief systems. So that's what I want to talk about today. I have some articles just in case you don't call in or have questions in the chat room. And I'm assuming a lot of my
having some fun.
We want to get you today. That's what we want to do today. We want to talk about your passions. So let me get into my passions other than doing this. I love doing this. I'm passionate about communicating ideas. That's probably one of the first things on my list to do is to communicate ideas. I've always been driven to share ideas, share thoughts. I think I drove my ex-wife crazy with sharing ideas and thoughts and other people, you know. Every time I learn something, I want to share it. I want to give it to other people. That's why I do this radio show. That's why I blog. That's why I'm working on books, is to share what I get from what I read, but also
what's going on in the world.
So that's what I would say that starts the passionate list. So what are you passionate about? What's important to you in your life that you just have to do or have to be involved in, or you just find it, I love this. So what are you passionate about? I'm not passionate about cooking. I don't know why I brought that up, but I'll throw it out there. I'm a little passionate about cooking. I like to cook. I like to watch cooking shows, too. I like to see what other people do with food and ingredients and all that sort of thing. So I need somebody to cook for. So I need volunteers. They need me to cook for them. So I'm passionate about
ideas. If you're just joining me,
listen to a radio show where you have no idea what the person's talking about. You're like 10 minutes into listening to somebody, and you go, what are they talking about today? So I seem to be stating things over and over again. It's just to keep people abreast to tune in, because I know people listen for a couple minutes at a time and then go away and go on your day. So we're talking about what are you passionate about. I talked about first thing I'm passionate about communicating ideas, you know, sharing information I receive either from Spirit or things I read, and I'm always bugging people with information, you know.
That's the idea of communicating
is really important to me. I like cooking, because that's one I've kind of discovered recently is cooking. So I'm saying, okay, who wants me to cook for them? You know, okay. But you don't live in the area, so and I'm kind of really healthy about healthy food. I always look at recipes that other people do, and how can I make that healthier? You know, like lower saturated fats, lower sugar, lower sodium, you know, just all that stuff. So that's what I'm kind of passionate about. I'm passionate about baseball. I guess I started as a very young age.
One of my role models is Chad Mason
when I was young. And so I adopted baseball players, athletes, as my role models, especially baseball players. So I played the game. I played in Little League. I played in leagues. I just, you know, for years and years, played in the church league way back when, okay? So I love the game. To me, there was nothing like being in the outfield and running down a fly ball. The experience of being at it. Or being, I always wanted to play first base, though. I caught a little bit. Catching was kind of fun. I wasn't very big, but catching was fun. Just so.
Not that I do a lot of games.
A lot of innings, even if it's on television. Nah, but I love the game. Okay, so one of the things I'm passionate about. Another thing I'm waiting you guys to get involved and tell me what you're passionate about. What is it in your life that you get excited when you get to do it? So I think communicating. I'm also passionate about learning, which is relating to the communicating. I'm also passionate about music. I was thinking about this. I thought all kinds, especially music as I grew up, rock and roll, blues, country western. I don't like the word country western.
Grew in my childhood.
I always thought maybe I should write a book on the history of music from the 50s on. A little bit. So that's one of the things. I'm really passionate about all kinds of music. I listen to classical music. I listen to blues. I listen to a little bit of rap. I listen to rock, classic rock. Lately, I've been listening to the Eagles and Grateful Dead. And I'm not a good musician. I play the clarinet and played a little bit of the piano and played a terrible guitar. But it's just something about music that just raises the passion level in me. So that's what I'm all about.
What's going on in your lives?
So if I can get you to talk, that would be great. I'm feeling a lot better, though. Today, it's not sore. Last couple of days, it was like, I wasn't here yesterday, partly because of that. Well, have fun on your 4th of July thing. Yeah, that's cool. Evening picnic. You go to fireworks tonight instead of the 4th? That's kind of cool. Yeah. Kind of celebrate. We have fireworks here. I think we're really concerned about fireworks in Southern California because of lack of water.
So what are you passionate about? Do you like fireworks?
So let's move on. I got some articles. If you're going to call in, I'd love to do readings. I'd love to see what is going on with you, you know, empathically connect with you and what's going on in your future, blah, blah, blah. Okay. That's great. Most cities around here where I live don't allow fireworks. You can go to a fireworks show, but we don't allow fireworks in most of the cities. There are a couple, but not many. So city by city. The city of Los Angeles does not allow
for you to go buy fireworks.
Swath of the area around here. I can't talk. My throat's kind of like... Okay. So, back to the fireworks, though. So, you love warmer weather. I like warmer, but I don't like hot. So, that's my thing. Hot being, it's been in the 90s and it'll get into 100. That's a little warm for me. You know, I was looking, where could I live that the average temperature in the summertime and most of the year doesn't get below the 60s and it doesn't get above, let's say, 85? Well, well, that's an interesting thing.
Talk about something else.
So passionate about things, and I want to hear from you guys. I want you to call in or write or whatever you want to do. And let me, what's my next thing? Oh, I was thinking about my faith system, and it's not based on religion. I've studied all the major religions. I was involved in Christian faith for a long time in my youth into early 20s. I've studied Eastern faiths. I've studied other various forms of Christian faiths. Okay, the only thing I really never dealt a lot of time in is Islam, and I never had the opportunity.
But I know where the basic roots are.
Okay, I call it the Abraham. It's one of the Abraham religions, if you want to use that term. So, but my belief system is, okay, let me go through my belief system. This is passionate about. And, you know, if I could sell my belief system, I would. Because I think it's good. And I haven't written everything out yet, and I'm going to work on that so everybody sees exactly what I'm passionate about. I am passionate about my belief system because it promotes a lack of fear. Ooh, right? There's no fear in what happens when you die. There's no fear
in the afterlife.
That's from years of channeling, talking to spirit, reading books, studying, listening to various teachers, old and new, okay? So my belief system really is that, you know, and I wrote that about not no fear of death, that's a tough one. But if you have a belief system that's so connected that when you die, obviously you're going to go to a better place, a place where there's love, then you don't have fear. I have to expand on this one. And my belief system says when you pass
home, it's not about judgment.
Okay, not about judgment. And I've studied this, and I've done between life regressions on people, and people have explained to me, and I've read books, and I've read lots of case studies on this. When you get there, it's more about a review. Okay, what did you do? What didn't you do? Didn't do? What would you do differently when you go back to a life? How would you have done it differently? So no fear. No fear of judgment. Ooh, God's not going to judge you. God's not going to zap you off to hell. I don't believe in hell. Okay? So that's my faith system. By belief system.
I'm trying to be responsible.
My belief system is really about you being responsible for yourself, but being one with all of life to be responsible for family, neighbors, country, and nature. So even though we are responsible for ourselves and our lives, that we're under divine direction, we have this purpose, this reason to be here, this direction to be here, but we are also responsible for others. We are one with everything else and everyone else. So we are responsible for our family, and they're responsible for us. It's that community,
our community around us,
country. And I always put this last, but maybe it's like really even more important, nature, that we are stewards of this planet, that we are responsible, that we're given that directive to take care of the planet and to make keep the planet beautiful. Okay, that's my belief system. And then the next one. And then I got some other stuff to write, and I'll get it to you in the future. I just kind of thinking about what I believe in, what I'm passionate about. Its prime message is
love.
Romantic love. I want to go there. I'm going to leave that one off the table. We're not talking about romantic love. We're talking about unconditional love. We're talking about, the Bible talks about agape love. God and the universe are love. I believe God is love. The universe is love. The prime energy of all that there is love. Not fear, but love. Love is the energy of all creation. I believe that. I believe at the core of everything, if you get into the subatomic energy, the whatever they call it.
The energy is love.
Not material, but it's love. It's the energy, it's the intelligence that's based on love. Is the prime of everything. And then I align myself with this energy and love from the universe, that I can create whatever I want. I can manifest whatever I want in my life if I am in alignment with that, if I am vibrating with that love. Now, it's not easy. That's one of the most difficult things to do, is to stay in that place, because we live in a
and fear becomes very dominant.
We see it all the time. And if we allow ourselves to flip into fear, we're not in alignment with love. And we're not in alignment with the manifesting of what we want. So some of the readings I give, and it's all about, okay, this is what the universe says is going to happen. And this is what you want, and this is when it's going to happen. Or God, spirit, okay, whatever. But this is what you need to do. Not me, but this is what spirit is telling you. This is what you can do to bring it into your now versus far.
I want to hear about what you're passionate about. So,
I like all this. I don't, you know, I live in Southern California. We don't have all the seasons, but I kind of miss not having all the seasons. Not that I like the middle of winter, because I grew up in Michigan for the first 11 years of my life, and to be dead frozen in Michigan and in snow and so forth and snow so on, and where the heater stop working because the pipes are frozen, nah, it's not much fun. But thank you. You enjoy your weekend too. Have some fun. Really, have a lot of fun. So
I have some articles.
I want you to call in. I want to hear what you're passionate about, but I also want to hear, you know, with any questions you have from Spirit, what do you want to know about your future or now? I like living in the now. I was thinking about that this morning. I'm passionate about living in the now, living in the moment. You know, if we can live in the moment, live in right now, not in the past or not in the future, but if we can take right now and make the most out of it, live right now in this moment
with sense of creativity,
you can have amazing lives, right? So let me get into an article. Okay, I thought this was an interesting article, and I didn't mean it just as a time filler, but I'll get into it anyway, and I'll skip back and forth. It's from beliefnet.com, if you've ever been there. It's a good site. They do present things from different points of view, not just Christian. But and a lot of the Christian points that they present are very good. So I'm not criticizing that. So the article is 36 Ways to Make Your Life Happier. Because I really believe we're here to be happy. We're here to be happy.
Have fun.
This is from Doing That Is Fear. So here are 36 practical ways to make your life happier. Some of them may seem silly, others may seem very serious, but all of them work. So we'll go through some of them and check back and forth and see if you're still listening. And if you haven't listened to me before, I do a lot of this. I'd rather take your calls and rather talk to you, but I do these because they're interesting, helpful, and I can align with most of it if, yeah, that works. If you worry about what can happen tomorrow and it doesn't happen, you have worried in vain. That's basically what I've been saying.
Worry about what may happen tomorrow.
Happen, you have worried in vain. Even if it does happen, you have worried twice. So instead of worrying, ask God for help. And that's one of my basic principles that I want to live by, and that's what I teach to people is to live by. Is if you have a problem and you have a difficulty, you can worry about it. You can fuss and fret about your problem all day long. Or you can turn it over and you can choose to be happy. Turn it over, go about your day, and choose to be happy. Does that make sense? Okay, well, we can talk more. But if you have any questions on that, we can.
Bit out of time.
Let's go. Get up on time so you can start the day unrushed. Now, I've been sleeping in lately. I haven't been sleeping well because of whatever this head thing I have. So, but I really appreciate getting up on time, going to bed on time, and making a full day out of it. So say no to projects. Oh, this is really good stuff. Say no to projects that won't fit into your time schedule or that will compromise your mental health. This is not just work. It's family projects. Somebody gets you involved in something and you really don't have time for it. And
say no. Learn to say no.
And explain yourself. You know, I just don't have the time. You know, I'm not taking care of myself. If I do this, I don't think I'll do a very good job because I really don't have the time for it. And I'm not taking care of me. Maybe there's somebody else who's really good at this that has some time, right? A happier life. Delegate tasks to capable others. I've worked for people who never like to delegate, and I had a problem with that too. And if you don't delegate to others as a manager, as an individual, as a family member, you get frustrated.
You can't possibly do everything.
Capable others is a good word, capable. Those you know that can handle that task, that responsibility. If you have somebody to take the trash out and you know that person's not going to get it out and they're going to make a mess getting it out, well, maybe that's not that person to delegate trash to, right? Simplify and unclutter your life. Well, we don't have to talk about that. We talk about that all the time. So it's thinking about uncluttering your life. You know, you can look in your closets and, well, I haven't used that in years. Maybe I should just give it away.
Yeah, I don't need that. You know what I mean?
Maybe you look in the closet and go, hey, maybe I should do that. I have all these board games. Maybe I should have game night, right? Okay. Less is more, although one is often not enough. Two are often too many. You know, how often do you go through your closet and look at the clothes? Oh, I could never wear that again. Well, maybe I'll lose enough weight to wear that. Okay, well, why don't you give it away? And then when you get there, you can wear it. Now, some people buy stuff, oh, I'm going to wear this soon because I know I'm going to lose weight. But then you get the guilt thing every time you see it in the closet. So perhaps you should, you know, maybe you should give something.
It's in the 70s, right?
Be given away. Okay, so let me go back to the article. If you want to come in, if you jump in, I'll be back. If you have questions, and I want to hear about what you're passionate about. So if you come into the chat room, or if you want to call, I want to hear about what you're passionate about in life. I talked about mine. Let's hear about yours. Okay? So let me get back to the article. Allow extra time to do things and to get to places. Now we're talking about 36 ways to make your life happier. Nothing more than being frustrated and angry and
give yourself enough time to get where you
or get to certain places. So you can maintain that level of happiness, that peace. It's all about peace, isn't it? Internal peace. By giving yourself extra time. Pace yourself. I think that's a good word or expression. Pace yourself. Spread out big changes and difficult projects over time. Don't lump the hard things all together. Take one day at a time. Now, Tony Robbins talked about chunking things down, taking those big projects and breaking them down. In time management classes, I learned that
you got your A's, and those are things that
you can get to today or near future. And your B's, yeah, they're kind of important, but you don't have to do them right now. You can put them in the B slots. And C's, yeah, if I get to them, fine. If I don't, it's okay. So look at your projects. Break them down. Okay, is it an A project? If I don't pay this today, they're going to turn off my electricity. That's an A project, right? That's a big A. If I don't get this letter out to my child's school, they're not going to go on that field trip. That's an A project. B projects, you know, I got 3 weeks to
one off to another week or two.
A, B's, and C's. That's one way of doing it. You can do it on the internet. Do it on the computer. So happier life. So the next one is separate worries from concerns. And that's a really good one. Separating worries from concerns. Okay. If a situation is a concern, find out what God would have you do and let go of the anxiety. If you don't do anything about it, situation, forget about it. If you can't do anything about a situation, forget it. And in both cases, it's turning it over to the universe. Carl Jung talked about turning,
letting it go.
If the situation is concerned, find out, turning it over to what to do about it. If you can't do anything about it, situation, forget it. And you could almost lump those two together and say, okay, I don't know what to do about the situation. I have no idea, so I'm going to give it to God. You know, I need $100,000 tomorrow. Well, that's a concern. But you can still turn it over, and you never know what you're going to get, right? Live within your budget. Don't use credit cards for ordinary purchases. I know people do that, and I can see some people do it who are going to pay it at the end of the
month. And they want it to accumulate.
So, yeah, that's good, but if you're going to use it for ordinary purchases, make sure you pay at it. When the statement comes in, you pay all those, okay? And to some degree, some people recommend that you use credit cards for everything because you do get to track your expenses. We don't use checkbooks anymore, do we? Now, even debit cards, you get a bank statement every month that shows you what you use the debit card for and where you use
credit card, maybe it's a debit card, but that's,
and you can look at the end of the month and go, wow, right? Wow. Or if you want to budget, another way of budgeting is take cash out, your cash, and how you spend it for a few weeks to see where you're spending money that you could have just been a little more prudent. Have backups, an extra car key in your wallet, an extra house key buried in the garden, extra stamps. Yeah, I loaned stamps to my daughter, and I was like panicked over that. So, yeah, having extra things in the house, extra key. I had an extra key, gave it away.
Not a bad idea. And so,
but cars have remotes, and it's hard to get those remote things in your wallet, right? Yeah, that's a tough one. Just the car key doesn't do it anymore for most cars. You have to have something that opens the car, electronically, versus just an actual key. So that one's kind of outdated, isn't it? A little bit on the outdated side. A happy life. Learn how to KYMS. Keep your mouth shut. That's an interesting statement. That's hard for me, right? And not say things you'll regret.
Think about before you speak. Before you speak,
this single piece of advice can prevent an enormous amount of trouble. Yeah, do you put your brain in gear first or your mouth in gear first? Do you just react emotionally to things, or do you think things through a little bit before you react to somebody's situation? Where jumping in right then? Okay, so keep your mouth shut. Think before you talk. Right. That's not easy sometimes, especially when you're heated in the moment and you're having discussion from a loved one, a partner, and they say something and you just immediately react.
Situation, just stopping and thinking.
Maybe I could approach that a little differently. Another thought about a happier life. Do something for the kid in you every day. And they have a woman on the swing with her child. What can you do that's very childlike, that lets your inner child play? Play. That's an interesting word that people don't always address or get attached themselves to, is play. How do you play? Sorry, excuse me, I'm drinking a little water because, as I mentioned, I've been dealing with this sinus throat thing.
Do something for the kid
inside you. Play. You ever play marbles? Excuse me. I was thinking about marbles. I haven't played marbles. You ever play kid games? You ever play board games? What would your child do? You know, what would your child do? Your inner child. What's your inner child? You want to go in the water? Excuse me. You want to go for a swim? What is it? Let your inner child play. It's nice where they put this, because you can take this off in all kinds of different directions. Carry a
book with you to read by.
To wait for things. Find something that's inspiring to read. If you're so so inclined, read the Bible. Maybe it's another book. Maybe it's an author, a current author that you like that has inspiring quotes or thoughts that'll help you fill the day with more joy. There's certain authors that I read all the time, and there's more that I've been reading, and I'm kind of branching out a little bit, who talk about the mind-body connection. So, back again, get enough rest.
So everything has its place.
I'm waiting for your calls. Anybody's there still? Okay, you're not there. We have a few more minutes, so I'd really like to take your calls because my throat is going and I'm running out of gas here. Quickly fading into the sunset, into another Saturday, another Friday, July 3rd sunset, right? A happier life, another things to do. Listen to a tape while driving. Wow, this is really old. I didn't realize this was that old, but okay. Listen to a podcast. Listen to a CD while driving. That can,
right? Tape.
CD players in their car. I do have one. I have an older car, but I also have a CD player. But, you know, listen to a podcast. Listen to something that inspires you. Write down thoughts and inspirations. That's good. Or dictate them. You know, you got if you got an iPhone or some of the Androids, you can make little mental notes. You can use your note thing verbally. You know, say, okay, blah, blah, blah. That's inspiring today. Okay. Every day, find time to be alone. Now, that's really interesting. Be by yourself. I know people are afraid to be by themselves. They always had to be with somebody.
Just
alone time. Meditate. That's a good time way to do it. Just meditate. Have those quiet moments. Okay. Having problems, talk to God on the spot. Try to nip small problems in the bud. Don't wait until it's time to go to bed to try and pray. Talking to the universe, talking to God, presenting your problems, looking for solution, allowing solution to come to you. And go back to what we were talking about before. It's like once you turn it over, say, God, help me with this problem, then get away from the problem. Let it go. Don't continually ramble on and on about the
problem. Right. Turn it over.
And from a metaphysical place, learn how to get either through muscle testing or some other mechanism to get into instant answers from your higher self. Okay? I'm going to paraphrase some of this, okay, a little bit, because to avoid some of the pure scriptural Bible type and leave this more open to whatever belief systems you have, the happier life, make friends with spiritual people. Okay? Make friends with people who are on the same page.
Make friends with people
attitude, who are positive about life, who are driven in positive directions. It says keep a folder of scriptures on hand, or keep a folder of mantras at hand that are inspirational mantras. You know, there's a lot of famous people that write mantras that you can use on a daily basis or come up with your own. Remember, I like this one. Remember that the shortest bridge between despair and hope is often a good.
Thank you, God.
Reading about lately, and if you want to change your mood or your attitude about the situation every day, what we've been talking about, what I've been reading about and I've been practicing, which is kind of a fun thing to do, is called a power pose. It actually rewires your brain to be in the power pose. And what the power pose is, if you remember Wonder Woman, Linda Carter, the way she stood, upright, erect, shoulders back, you know, stomach in, head up, head straight forward, hands on the hips, or something very similar to this, and just stand there like that for a couple of minutes. Smile.
Pose thing. You don't want to frown or something.
Arrogant or act arrogant while you're doing this, but it's you smile. You get into that power pose, and it actually rewires your brain. It rewires your brain to be more positive, to be more self-conscious, self-aware, to be more positive. Yeah, and to be encouraged about yourself. So try that. Try the power pose, and then try smiling. Try looking in the mirror, smiling, and say, I love you. You're an amazing human being.
Statement that I
in this book I'm reading on this subject, if I can find it. No? Let's see if I can find it. Okay. Nope, that's not it. Okay, he went away. Let's read this. Okay, the last part of this is really cool. This is on this subject. Try this in the mirror every day. Just do this for a while and see if it works for you.
Today, I love myself.
Ever done before. Okay, so try that. Okay, write this down. Today, I love myself more than I've ever done before. I have only positive interactions with people, and I carry myself with confidence and pride. And you look in the mirror, say that. Now, if you're joining me late, I've been talking about being passionate about life, and I've been taking calls. Those are some interested in calls. And I wanted to hear what you're passionate about. And it's kind of hard to go back what I've been talking about. Recently, it's about being happy. Things that you can do to be happy or rewire your brain to be happy. And there's a statement I
called David R. Hamilton about
every day to kind of reset your brain, to reset yourself to more of a positive direction every day. So his statement again is, today I love myself more than I've ever done before. I have only positive interactions with people, and I carry myself with confidence and pride. Well, I wouldn't use the word pride there. I have to change that. But confidence. So that's something you can do and look in the mirror and smile and say those words. You can say, I love you. Good way.
Power pose. You know, the old money.
Linda Carter pose with hands on the hips, erect, straightforward, shoulders back, feet apart. And that will rewire you into a whole different direction in your life. Do that for about 2 minutes a day before you go out into the world, and your interactions with people will change. But remember to smile. That's the key ingredient in all this. Smiling is the key ingredient in all this. So I've been covering an article, if you've joined me late. I want to hear about what you're passionate about, what's going on in your lives, and if you have any questions.
Go back to the article.
My usual listeners are off enjoying the weekend, which is kind of fun. So hopefully you're having some fun this weekend. Okay, let's move on. 36 ways to make your life happier. I like this one. A happy life. Take your work seriously, but not yourself at all. That's an interesting thing. You know, but taking your work seriously means you're really into your work. You really enjoy your work. Seriously, I would say if you're passionate about your work, but don't take yourself too seriously.
Most people are doing the best they can.
Well, forgiveness, not holding on to vengeance, not holding on to retaliation. You never forget, or you don't want to hold on to it, but it's not about forgetting what people have done in a hurtful way, but it's not holding on to the energy of vindictiveness, anger, letting all that stuff go, that the poisons to the body. I know for some people, and I've talked to a lot of people that talk about forgiveness, and sometimes it takes a while to get to forgiveness. It's not something immediate, okay? A happier life.
They're probably...
That's an interesting thought, of be kind to unkind people. Just smile. Don't engage in their unkindness, if that makes sense. Don't engage in unkindness. Don't retaliate. Be kind to unkind. Jesus talked about turning the other cheek, right? Not reacting in a vile way. Sit on your ego. Talk less. Listen more. Slow down. I think that's just about it of these.
The general manager of the universe.
Statement. Because think about it. Can you control? What can you really control? You know, you can't control everything. Well, I have a caller, so I will take that in a moment. We're getting right out of time. But it's letting go. It's letting go of control. And that's really hard to do for most people, isn't it? Letting go. Let me take a call. And we're talking about passion. What are you passionate about? And if you've been listening to the show, if you come in late, I talked about what I'm passionate about in life, some of the things. So I wanted to hear what you're passionate about. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Are you there? I'm okay. I mentioned earlier in the show, I have the sinus, whatever this thing is. I don't know if it's really
everything.
A cold. I don't know if it's a cold or sinus condition. Throat's better, though. That's the cool part of it. So, who am I speaking to?
Yeah. Sherelle.
Sherelle, what's going on? We've talked to you before. I've talked to you. We've talked to you. Spirit has talked to you before.
Yeah.
Okay. So, when we say we, the royal we means Spirit has listened to your questions before. Okay. What's up? What's going on today?
Yeah. I was wondering, where's the sample? Huh?
I'm sorry? Go ahead. One more time. Repeat yourself.
I was wondering, where's the standpoint with Sam? Like, I haven't heard from him one on a month. And now you remember you told me to give it some time, and I gave it time. So it's just he just
so
ended
let me,
out
let
my
me
life
ask you,
for good.
Let me ask you this, and this is kind of what I hear. I'm not trying to go through this psychology thing about it. What I'm hearing from Spirit
right.
is really, do you feel that you need to contact him?
No.
Do you feel you need
him? Because it feels like you don't have closure or an update or any kind of closure. I keep getting the word closure. You don't have closure, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So, I'm getting the essence that you need to communicate to give it closure for at least yourself, okay?
Yeah, I have it tried to.
Okay, because if you ask me what's going to happen, and I keep getting from Spirit, he's moved on. Maybe not forever, but he's moved on. And so it's not something you need to be.
And waiting for him to call.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
So do something for closure. It's either write him an email, do something that you feel that will put a closure to you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay? Yeah, because I don't get an immediate, I don't get something in the near future of him contacting you. I get the words moved on. So, okay?
Okay.
Enjoy
Thank
your
you.
Weekend. Have some fun.
You too. Have
okay.
some holidays.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Is this thing going to work today? I don't know. How can we get... Aha.
One more call.
It seems like it's really funny. People... Well, never mind. Just me babbling for a moment. I babbled on. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. And who
am I? My name's Bree.
Bree?
Yes.
So what's going on, Bree?
Yeah, I was wondering if you had any messages for me.
Well, Bree, let's try to narrow that down a little bit because that could be a lot of things. In what particular area of your life are you really concerned about getting a message?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. No, it's your turn.
Yeah, basically, probably my love life. That's probably the area I'm most interested in.
What's the issue there?
I don't know. There's not really an issue, I guess. I was just curious.
You want to know if there's something happening as in a love life for you, right?
Right.
If I'm reading your energy, it's not something current in your life. It's something that you're looking for, right?
Right.
Well, let me give you real quick.
I'm here. And what Spirit would say that you have positioned yourself that you are now open to... I'm going to be very careful because they use the word possible, which means that you meet people, a partner, but it's not absolute. It's not 100%. There's a work part of the whole situation where you have to work on it, but there's a possible relationship coming to you within a month or so, okay?
Oh, wow.
But it's not a guarantee this is like the love of your life and you're going to run off to Tahiti together.
Okay, I'm working really.
Yeah.
Okay. It feels like it's what, but you, as Spirit said, you have positioned yourself into that place. So I'm going to have to let you go, but think about that, see how it works out for you, and call me back, okay?
Okay,
take care.
Thanks.
Enjoy your weekend. Have some fun. Yeah. Bye now. Oops, everybody went away. Okay, thank you everybody for calling in. Those who listen to the show, I appreciate you a lot. Have a great weekend. Have some fun. Safe and sane, right? Is that the thing for the 4th of July? Go to a show. And be careful with the young ones. And it's been fun. So,
next time around. Okay.
Okay.